Hello, everyone. You're listening to J Movie Talk, episode 148, as I'll be talking my top five worst horror movie deaths.
There's no stopping what can't be stopped. No killing what can't be killed.
Hey, make sense, man.
This thing that's killing your people and mine is from the other side. I can feel him all around. You can't see the eyes of the demon. Until him come calling. This is Dreadman. Truly Dread. Nothing else for you here, policeman. Time to go. Prepare yourself.
All right, what's going on, everybody? I am back for episode 148 as I'll be talking about my top five worst horror movie deaths in regards to black people. Now, because it's Black History Month, this was not originally the planned episode for 148. Actually, there was no original planned episode for 148 because I actually put on Twitter that because of the fact that I recorded episode 149 early, I didn't have any idea what I really wanted to do for episode 148. So it's kind of funny that I recorded an episode a week in advance. And for the episode that was going to be coming out the following week after 147, I had no clue of what I wanted to do. So I actually put on Twitter, I asked it like for some suggestions and things of that nature. And I got a few suggestions about movies, and I'll be doing those at later dates and everything. But the way this episode came about, and I have to give credit solely to Jeff and Shahid from Jeff Versus the World podcast and everything. I have to give them all of the credit for this. Their episode, their hood classic of series of films that they're currently doing, where they did A Low Down Dirty Shame. And the conversation came up about in regards to Charles S. Dutton.
I'm fucking Sonny Rothmiller. I know every goddamn thing. I'll tell them every fucking contact you got in the States. I'll name names, dates, places. I'll give them your fucking Texas politicians. New York, Miami.
How he, you know, goes from 0 to 100 in movies. And sometimes it seems like he's acting in a different movie than he actually is. He's in. And we got to talking about him in Alien 3 and then some way Yapit Kota came up from Alien. And we just got into this whole kind of conversation talking about black deaths in movies and everything. And a light bulb kind of went off in my head. It's like, there's your episode for episode 148. So like I said, I have to give them solely the credit for me doing this episode. So that's how this episode came about. And I know a lot of people probably was like, well, what exactly do you mean by the worst deaths in horror movies when it comes to a black person? Well,
you want the story? I'll spin it for you quick.
So kind of give a little history lesson. Once upon a time, and even still somewhat today, black people always have this stereotypical trope in regards to them in horror movies. They're either the best friend who is solely there to console the white counterpart, or they're there just to be like the savior to the white counterpart, and for the most part in a lot of these movies, especially in the 80s and even horror movies in the 90s, it was always a big trope. Nowadays it's kind of sort of not as much as, I mean, it's still there, but it's not as much as how it once was. And of course there was always the stereotype about black people dying first in the horror movies. That was never truly true. And everything, because there's a lot of instances of where black people either survive horror movies or they're like one of the last ones to actually die in a movie. But it is always the thing of where the black person does always die saving, you know, like their white counterpart, or sacrifice themselves for their white counterpart. So, so that's basically, like I say, how this movie, how this episode came about, and just some of the stereotypes in regards to black people in horror films. So it took me a little minute to, I kind of went over it today, and everything, just kind of jotted down a couple of, deaths that I feel that black people kind of is ridiculous in a way in a horror movie and shouldn't have gone down the way they went down, but it's just, that's how they always put us in these certain situations in horror movies. So, I'm going to do it, of course, from 5 to 1 and everything. So at my number 5, I have, Julius, the character of Julius from, Friday 13th, Part 8, Jason Takes Manhattan. Now, the character of Julius in this movie is a boxer. He's in high school, but he's a boxer. And now, there's a part in the movie, towards the beginning, when the big cruise ship is actually, you know, sinking and everything, and they're basically trying to fight for their lives, and Jason kind of sneaks up on Julius and tosses him off the side of the boat. And you're thinking, well, he's dead. Right, he's been tossed over into the ocean. He probably drowned or something like that. But he doesn't at that point, because once the survivors are all on the raft and everything, he comes popping up and he survives. And he lives a lot longer than one would expect in a movie like this. But once they get to New York, and for some reason the idea is for everyone to split up, and it's like all the white people went together, and Julius goes off by himself. In a way, and he ends up trying to make a phone call to the police or whatnot. Jason shows up and basically chases him up to the roof of a building, and with no place to go, Julius decides that, I'm Bernard Hopkins, or I'm James Lights Out Tony or whatnot, and he decides like he's gonna box Jason. And he starts punching him and punching him in the face. Granted, he's punching someone who has on a freaking hockey mask. He doesn't have, you know, anything, you know, protecting his hands. So his hands getting bloodied and all bruised. And Jason is an undead monster at this point. So what is the point of doing this? Right. So once his hands start getting all black, he starts to start doing body shots and all this type of stuff. And it's like, what the hell are you doing? Even watching this movie as a kid, I knew this was stupid and ridiculous. But that's not even the worst part. So once he basically tires himself out, Jason just grabs him by the collar, hauls off, and knocks his head clean off. And when I say knocks his head clean off, I do literally mean knock his head clean off. It flies off of the building, it rolls down the side of the building, and lands inside of a dumpster. And just so conveniently, the dumpster shuts after this. And that is how Julius is killed off in that movie. Okay, so coming in at number 4, probably one of the lesser known movies. Actually, it's a movie that I reviewed a long time ago on the podcast, talking about Graveyard Shift. And the black character in this movie, Carmichael. Now, this is during the point where everyone knows that there's this big giant rat bat thing or whatnot and everything. And they're trying to find a way out of the tunnels that they're currently in. And now there's this hole in the wall. And for some reason, this character of Carmichael decides to put his hand in this thing, and this creature basically bites off his hand. He starts thrashing around like, you know, like a maniac or whatnot, because his hand has been ripped off. And then what makes matters worse is that the other characters that are there, instead of even trying to save him, they just take off and run and leave him. And then you see where he's basically drug away to be killed and everything. But it's just a stupid way for him to die, because it made no sense for him to put his hand inside this hole in the wall or whatnot. So that is how the character of Carmichael dies in the movie The Graveyard Shift, which is very ridiculous. Even though I enjoy The Graveyard Shift a lot, but his character's death in that movie is very ridiculous. Not as worse as what happened to Brad Dourif in the movie, but we're not talking about Brad Dourif here. We're talking about how bad it is for when black characters in these movies die or whatnot. So, coming in at number three. Once again, going back to the Friday the 13th franchise. I have to go to part three for this one. Now, what makes this such egregious, in my opinion, is not the fact that they kill the black guy. It's the fact that they decide to kill him twice in this movie. Yes, I said that they killed the black dude twice in Friday the 13th part three. So, the leader of this three-person gang of the black guy, Ali, he witnesses, well, he doesn't witness, but him and his, I assumed that she was his girlfriend and the other guy was just, you know, part of the gang too. Fox and Loco are the other two that's a part of this little motley crew gang that follows the teens back to the cabin where they're staying at because of what happened at the convenience store where they basically tried to rob them or whatnot, but instead, the goofy character Shelly, you know, runs over their motorcycles and kind of, you know, to get away and like, oh, I never see them again type of situation. But I guess they didn't realize that these people followed them back. So to kind of get back at them, Ali and Loco, while Fox goes to kind of play around in the barn where Jason is, but of course no one knows Jason is inside this barn. Loco and Ali decide to cipher out the gas from their van as a way, I guess, to get one up on them in a way. I never understood. It was never fully explained, like, what exactly their plan was. Were they going to use the gas to burn down the barn or something? I don't know, but we never got that far. So Fox goes inside the barn. She gets killed. Of course, this off screen, but we see where she's stabbed through the throat with a pitchfork and everything and hung up like that. Loco, he goes looking for her, and he ends up getting stabbed with another pitchfork and everything. So Ali is the only one that's left at this point, and he goes inside the barn. He goes looking for them. Loco gets thrown down on top of him, and he freaks out. He starts yelling for Fox and everything. Off in the distance, he sees where Jason jumps down over in the corner of a barn. He goes in like a madman, like he wants to fight Jason. And then I guess because he sees what Jason looked like, it's like, oh, shit, type of thing. But it's too late for him to back away. So he decides to try to go at Jason. Swings, he missed. Jason hits him with a club, knocks him down, and then proceeds to beat him what looks like in the head at least a good 10 times with this club. So you assume, okay, he's dead. He's been hit. He's been clubbered with this billy club or whatnot at least 10 times in the head by Jason, who isn't swinging lightly, of course. So you think he's dead at this point. So later on in the movie, when it's just Chris left as the final girl and she's being chased around the barn and Jason has her cornered and he's about to get her, who springs to life out of nowhere? It's freaking Ali. He just got like this little gash on his head or whatnot. He comes out. He grabs Jason from behind, swings him around. Jason hacks off his right hand and then stabs him, takes him down to the ground, and then proceeds to butcher him with a machete and just chopping into him. So like I said, Ali doesn't die just once in this movie. He dies twice in the movie. And I'm like, how the hell is that even possible that they killed? They wrote themselves into a corner, I always felt like, when it regards to Chris, because there was no other reason for him to be still alive if Jason actually hit him in the head that many times with that club early in the movie. But some way, somehow, it's not some way, somehow, it's plot armor for the character of Chris because she is cornered. There's no way out for her. She is good. She's dead to right here. Jason has her dead to right. And they had to find a way to bring him back just to kill him off again. So he literally dies twice in that movie. Coming in at number two, going to the Alien franchise here, and I'm going to Alien Resurrection, the character of Christie or whatnot, the black, mercenary or whatnot. Now, he has the handicapped guy that's on his back and everything as they're trying to get away from this alien, and Ron Perlman is above them, and he's shooting down you know, over their head trying to shoot this alien or whatnot. He manages to finally shoot it. But before he does that, Christy is hit in the face with some acid and everything. Now, it doesn't get him in the face as bad as it got Hicks in the face in Aliens. But for some reason, Christy, he, I guess, starts to lose, like, his mobility or whatnot, and he can't hold on anymore. So the handicapped guy ends up hanging on to the ladder and everything, but because only his top half works, he can't really he can't support the weight of dead weight of Christy. So basically, he falls. He unleashes himself from the crippled guy and falls into the water, presumably dead. And it's like, how exactly did he die? He couldn't have been dead. It's like, how did he die from just falling into the water? He still was alive. So, but they just, I guess they need to find a way to kill him off, I guess. So it really didn't make any sense to me. It still doesn't make sense to me. And coming in at number one. Now, this death scene in a movie all has pissed me off for a number of years. Even when I was a kid, it's always pissed me off. And it's funny that my two and my number one both come from the same franchise. And I'm talking about Alien. And the character I'm referencing to, of course, is the character of Yapik Kota as Parker. Now, granted, he is the last person to die in this movie to some degree. Second to last, I say, because Veronica Cartwright is actually the last character that's killed off in the movie. But the character of Yapik Kota's Parker is the second to last to be killed off. And he lives a lot longer than you probably would expect him to live in this movie. But there's a point where Ripley is off by herself and everything, and is Parker and Lambert. They're supposed to be doing something with the coolant in order to, you know, before they get ready to leave off the ship. And then the alien shows up and is cornering Lambert. And Parker is he has an advantage on the alien where he has this freaking flamethrower and he's watching as this thing is creeping up to Lambert to kill her. And he tells her at least three times to get the hell out of the way, but she doesn't listen. So what does he do instead of, you know, roasting this thing, which would have been the logical thing to do? But what does he decide to do? He decides to drop the freaking flamethrower, run over to this alien, and try to fight this 8-foot tall monster, you know, hand to hand or whatnot. And of course, it doesn't go well, and the alien kills him, of course. But not only does he die in a ridiculous way, he dies for the simple fact that he follows like one of the biggest tropes where he basically is there to sacrifice himself for his white counterpart. But not only does he not succeed in even doing that, because does the character of Lambert get away? No, she doesn't. She has plenty of time to get away at this point, but no, she does. She's standing there, I guess, because she's in fear. She's in shock. She's standing there and let the alien kills her. So basically, Parker died for no freaking reason. And it always pisses me off that he could have easily ended the movie right here, probably ended the franchise right there, if he would have just roasted the hell out of this freaking thing. And if she would have got roasted, too bad. But at least all of humanity would have been saved. The black man would have been the hero. But no, 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 no. We can't do that, can we? No. He has to try to fight this thing head up. And of course, he tries and fails hard in this, and he ends up losing his life because of it. So those are my top five worst as far as movie deaths for a black person in a horror film. If you have any that you feel are is just as ridiculous as the ones that I've mentioned, feel free to hit me up on Twitter at JMovieTalk and everything, and let me know some of the ones that you feel are just as bad, if not even worse, in your opinion, when it comes to this subject and everything. Before I actually get out of here, I do have a few honorable mentions. Have three honorable mentions here. The first one would be Alfred Woodard's character in Annabelle, because once again, she's playing that kind of, she's actually, she's doing like three stereotypes in this. She's somewhat of the mammy character who's there to, you know, protect the child and protect, you know, this family and everything. And then she's also like the magical Negro to some degree. And then the third thing is that she sacrifices herself for her white counterpart. So she's kind of doing all three things there, and whatnot. And her death scene in that movie is kind of pretty ridiculous too. Another one is, once again, kind of in the same vein of this franchise of Alien. And I'm talking about Idris Elba's character in Prometheus. I mean, I understood that it was supposed to be like a noble death. In regards to them, you know, flying their ship, the Prometheus, into the alien huge ship or whatnot. But the fact that they literally fly, he flies the ship into this bigger ship, and it doesn't do any damage to it at all. I mean, yes, it helps crash land it or whatnot, but it does no freaking damage to this ship at all. So he basically, to some degree, died for nothing. Him and the other two guys, they really died for nothing in a way. And then last but not least is, once again, going back to the Friday the 13th franchise. Talking about one Creighton Duke character from Jason Goes to Hell. He falls into the category of being the, you know, he's there to basically serve the white character, his white counterpart. I'm sorry. He's there to serve his white counterpart. And then he self-sacrifices in a way, for these people, and he's supposed to be the big bad Jason Hunter, but he passed, it's like he was there solely to pass all of his knowledge and wisdom on to the young guy and everything, but then he ends up getting killed off in somewhat of a ridiculous way, and everything. So that's pretty much it for this episode. I want to thank everyone for listening to this episode. I was kind of trying to have fun with this episode. No one, hopefully you don't take this episode too seriously in regard. I mean, it is a personal thing to me, and everything, but I did want to kind of have a little fun with this episode. So like I said, once again, if you have any films that you feel in regards to horror movies where like you feel that a black person died in a ridiculous way, like I said, just hit me up on Twitter and I love to like see what you guys come up with and everything. So thank you guys for listening. And of course you can find all of these episodes, Movie Talk, that is, all of the episodes are part of the TV Zone Podcast Network. That's on the host site is podbean.com, but you can find all the episodes across all, podcasts and platforms where you listen to your podcasts at. And if you want to hit me up with an email for either some suggestions or comments in regards to the podcast or movies that you would like for me to review in the future, you can email me at jmovietalk@gmail.com. So once again, thank you guys for listening to this episode, and I will be back for a special episode before we get to episode 149 for Valentine's Day. So look forward to that episode, and I will catch you guys for episode 150. Peace.